This is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organizer's Report, Flight Fright. There are a lot of rules in my house to come and go, but one has been permanent for over 40 years. Don't ever miss a flight home. It's a rule worth taking seriously, and I believe in it heartily. One old colleague based in Dallas once memorably turned to her staff on some provocation from me and said, "Never get in the way of Wade and his leaving." All of which just goes to date the long legacy of this particular home dictate. Now, in the time of airline apocalypse, there's an added degree of difficulty to the rules observance. There are fewer flights, and they're more expensive, that's for sure. But on top of that, cancellations are out of control. As I transferred in Denver to fly to London at the beginning of this trip, since my flight to Washington and Dallas had been canceled, one airport worker advised me to fly British Airways because they were cheaper and had more flights. Yeah, right. And now they've discontinued 10,000 flights because of staff shortages and other issues. Reports of thousands of cancellations and delays over the July 4th holiday in the U.S. were national news in the U.K. and Europe. Booking is a bit of roulette. With a transfer at home at Heathrow, I didn't want to take a chance, so the KLM at 7:20 a.m. would give me plenty of cushion on a noon United flight to the USA. Then, reading the KLM website when checking in, they advised getting to the airport 4 hours early. 4 hours. And offered to rebook because of problems at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. I was staying with colleagues, one of whom was a longtime organizer with FNV, the giant Dutch union, which also represents thousands of workers at the airport. She also agreed, better early than never, essentially. All of which had me imposing on the family as I turned in at 7 p.m. after a huge and delicious Suriname dinner to wake up at 2 a.m. to catch a lift to the airport and find my way in the queue. She turned on the news as we got ready to leave, and an FNV ground steward and staffer were on last night's news talking about the horror of Schiphol line short staffing and more cancellations recommended. Arriving at the airport at 3 a.m., I stumbled into one forever line that snaked from inside to outside and then realized it was not to my set of gates. I then jumped into another forever line, but after 5 minutes realized it might just be for baggage drop-off. I begged my way through another line to ask a KLM worker whether I should line up if I already had a boarding pass, and she pointed the way to an area with no line at all. I knew I had to be lost at that point, but dutifully made my way, unbelievably was able to scan my boarding pass from my phone into the machine, and then found myself zipping through baggage security and in front of the customs agent. It took him a minute to find my UK stamp. He hit it hard for the Netherlands, and bam, I was on the concourse in less than an hour. Easy peasy. Holiday travel and the baggage that goes with it turns out to be the unresolved issue for staffing and equipment here, but 3 hours will pass quickly. The Wi-Fi is fast and free. I found the only open shop for coffee, and a worker has been cleaning the inside of the giant clock for the last hour, a thankless but noble task, and I, for one, appreciate his effort. My friend's advice for holiday travel in Europe now was staycation, go camping, walk in the park, wait until next year. My advice is go to bed early, wake up early, and hope the luck goes your way and the force is with you. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.